This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's winners time here on the DJV program. No government involved here. Well, I guess maybe a little, because the FCC regulates the radio stations that carry this program. But you don't need the FCC to listen to the podcast at DJVshow.com. How about that? No government involved. Whoopee! In the current, the current presentation of our DJV podcast, we are going to talk about the Democratic debates. Yep, there's a lot of that. And we're also trying to figure out what Meghan Markle's new job is all about. And a couple of scary stories on the podcast that might stop you from swimming in rivers and hot tubs, all the things, right? Lurking in the water here, there, and everywhere. So listen up, DJVshow.com. Hear what went on when you weren't listening to the program. Check us out at Facebook.com/DJVshow. Twitter also at DJVshow. And if you go to DougStefan.com or DJVshow.com, you can hear everything. Just hit the listen button and you're all set. All right, now, speaking of listening, people listening on the radio, watching on television, the Democratic debate last night. I don't even know if it's a debate. You know, look at some of this stuff, these foolish people. I'm reading a review. As I said before when we were talking about it, I don't really want to watch these things. I didn't have time last night anyway, but even if I had, I probably wouldn't have chosen much. Although, I want to know a little bit more about the characters of the people I don't know. I think I have most of the characters, Neil, Cory Booker, and Gillibrand, and Harris, and Biden, and that bunch. They're pretty much, I got it figured out with them. But the newer people, I want to know more about them, just because it's interesting to see who wants to get into this business. And let's face it, this is a business.
Politics, and they have to be certifiable,
big,
right?
Business. Yeah, you do have to kind of be certifiable. So who are you, Jennifer and Victoria, both certifying as interesting, important candidates to move on after the last couple of nights?
I think the biggest bump will probably go to Andrew Yang. He was one of the lower tier candidates, and I think he kind of showed himself. He showed who he was. He
showed people who he is, where he's from, what he does.
He's just a rich businessman, and he came out of nowhere. But he's put together this great social media coalition called the Yang Gang, and that's what's really pushed
really?
Him into
the Yang Gang.
Yeah, so he's trying to get into the next round of debates. The DNC, they don't seem to like him much. He turned in some polling information. They denied it, so he has not made the next round of debates.
He's not a member of the club.
That's right. He's an outsider.
That's the problem. He's an outsider. We don't want these guys in there that haven't been vetted by the club. What about the other rich guy that had money that's doing TV ads everywhere? What's his name? You talked
about
him.
Tom Steyer.
Where is he? He didn't show up, did he?
He's from, you know, he actually just jumped into the race too late to qualify. So it'll be interesting to see if he can pull it together for September. Seth Moulton is another one who's running for president. He's a congressman. He hasn't qualified for the first two debates. So they'll try to be building up their assault force to try to get in the fall when people maybe pay more attention than they are right now to this stuff. I think, you know, depending on what you saw, how you consume this stuff, Joe Biden did better than he did in debate number one, but he was definitely the subject of the most attacks. Jimmy Kimmel said it was Joe versus the volcano, and it really was. Everybody jumped on and used Joe as sort of a point to boost their own notoriety. Cory Booker was one of those people who probably picked up a point or two going after Joe Biden. Kamala Harris tried to go after Joe Biden again. She got a boost in the polls after she went after him in the first debate. Julian Castro, who worked with Joe Biden in the cabinet of President Obama's administration, went after him. De Blasio, you name it, Joe was was fending off attacks, and he did okay. He was a little stronger than he was in the first debate, but this is not his style. He doesn't seem altogether comfortable with it, and he seems a little ill-prepared when people start piling on him. Some of the other winners, Tulsi Gabbard, I think, has gotten a little bit of a boost. Kirsten Gillibrand, I think, is going to stay relatively the same. I think she's going to be one of the next ones to jump out. The top tweeted moment, according to Twitter, of the debate was Booker to Biden saying, there's a saying in my community, you're dipping into the Kool-Aid and you don't even know the flavor. That was the first tweeted moment. Second was when Tulsi Gabbard went after...
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Sure.
I thought it was a bizarre kind of... Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Another, he and Kamala Harris.
It's like, I think he was just sitting on that phrase and he was waiting to use it and he just decided to use
his
it at that moment.
Is,
but it
yeah,
didn't
he,
really...
It's number one tweeted moment, though, so it resonated with somebody. Now, Tulsi Gabbard's criticism of Kamala Harris's record on criminal justice was the second most popular tweeted moment
when
on Twitter.
When are they going to talk about themselves and what they're going to
right.
do?
Well, Tulsi said, why are you laughing
all
about...
these other people? My God.
Tulsi said, Kamala, why are you laughing about smoking pot when you put people in jail for smoking pot? Kirsten Gillibrand the third most tweeted moment when she said, the first thing I'm going to do as president is Clorox the Oval Office.
Now, hold on. That was the one that made me laugh the most because she was talking about co-signing the Green New Deal, which is all about being environmentally friendly, and then she's going to clean it with Clorox. Which is a little bit toxic, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, pardon
she was better last night, but she tries too hard to be, like, quippy, and I don't know. She doesn't move the needle for me. Yeah.
She's dead on arrival, I think, for most people. All right, tweeted about politicians during the debate. Trump was number one, Biden number two, Kamala Harris three, Barack Obama number four, Mitch McConnell always finding his way into debate conversation. He was five, and then Andrew Yang was number six. And then Google did the most searched Democratic candidates during Detroit debate night number two. Tulsi Gabbard, throughout the whole country, in every single state, was the most searched Democrat candidate. So it's probably some good news for her.
There you go. All right. There are, I don't have any other comments, sort of thrown my invectives in as you were going along. It's more of the same old thing that we have way too much. I was just writing a memo to somebody. The thing I want to hear from government, from officials, people that are running, how are you going to trim spending? How are you going to deal with big government? What's it going to really accomplish? What's it going to do outside of the military-industrial complex, which and the insurance business and the drug business? Well, who's running the country? These three entities are running the country. No, you're not going to hear that.
You're not going to hear that at all.
But that's what I want.
People don't want to lose things, right?
Yeah,
we're
going to lose a lot.
But they don't want to lose.
If we don't get a handle on this stuff, we're going to lose a lot. And there was a big fight of two employees of Fox on the Business Channel, Cavuto and what's the other guy, the redheaded guy, Lou Dobbs, had a huge argument. I don't know if you saw the video of this. That was what I was looking at instead of looking at the debate stuff about who's going to pay for all the run-up of expenditures, taking shots at Trump for spending so much money or the people that are around now. And I think that that's a legitimate concern that a lot of people ought to be asking. And it isn't taking a shot at Trump. It's the psychology of what goes on there. That just is spend, 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 spend. And the bailout to farmers is something that has my attention because it's a scary situation. And the trade war with China, now we're seeing that kind of, they were 90% along and now it's fallen apart again, the trade talks. And the biggest problem that we're facing is where is our food going to come from? Our food. Never mind the breadbasket stuff that we feed the Chinese and all these other countries, but our own situation because of government mangling and messing up what basically was a free market bonanza for individual farmers. They get in your hair. The perfect example is me. In my farm, for 7.5 years, I sold raw milk because I grew up on it. I knew how to do it. I know that it's safer and better under the right circumstances. I know how to do it. But government got such the workout I got and the continuing scrutiny by lawyers who don't know anything about farming was really indicative of what so many farmers are going through today. To provide you with good, healthy food, it's almost impossible because of the influence of the big ag businesses. And I mean, never mind what people are getting out of it. Did you see this guy? Let me see if I can find the story of this fellow who's suing government. I don't know if I can find. I saw it earlier on, and I was going to go back to it. Now my mind is on something else, and I kind of lost this. Oh, here it is. And now this guy had lung cancer. This is World Lung Cancer Day, in a manner of speaking. And this one fellow, I'm reading a story about the lung cancer that came from being exposed to and he wasn't even a farmer. The stuff, the chemicals that Monsanto, and the more and more people are becoming aware, they want to find out if they don't smoke and they don't do bad stuff, how come they have this? Because this crap is in the air everywhere. You're breathing it. I'm breathing it. And where's the government? The government is supposed to, the doctor is supposed to do no harm. Isn't the government supposed to do no harm?
You would
and
think.
That the harm that's being caused
Governor Inslee from Washington State, he addressed that almost exact issue last night too, talking about how there are cancer clusters and little kids who are not farmers, showing up with all these horrific forms of cancer. And you're right, it's the stuff that's they live near, and people who are poorer and minorities always live in closer to whatever is more toxic, whether it's some sort of a power plant or whatever it is. And all this environmental stuff it's affecting kids that are so young. It's just, it's heartbreaking when you see the ads on, for St. Jude's. Look at how many kids have leukemia. That shouldn't be happening, but it's environmental.
Yeah. Yep. There's a lot of it. So, anyway, I can't change the world in a few seconds, but it's certainly food for thought, literally and figuratively. Here's some more food for thought for those of you who are suffering with the daily aches and pains. Maybe you've just grown into them from when you're in your 40s. You started having an ache and a pain because you ran a lot when you were younger, and it bothered you stopped running because it bothered your ankles, your back, your knees, your neck, all of those things. And so today you got aches and pains, and you take drugs or you do glucosamine and chondroitin, which are not bad. They're going to hurt you, but they're not going to really get at the root cause of why you have these aches and pains. You need relief. And that's what Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil is all about. It is relief, spelled in this moment as Joint Formula 14. You can find out more at achefree.live. And as I said, if you've tried glucosamine, okay, it's all right. It's good. Then keep doing that. But Joint Formula 14 is different. It gets to the part of the cause of it with a natural remedy, and that's why I like it, because it's natural. You can call 877-743-7720. Is that too fast? Phone number 877-743-7720. If anything that I've said to you in the past 60 seconds is of interest to you, you want to deal with the aches, you can go to that, call that number, or go to achefree.live and order Joint Formula 14. And in 14 days, be ache-free, where you get your money back. It's a special DJV offer, too, 50% off the retail right now while the opportunity lasts. Get on to this program and fix the aches and pains that you have that are unpleasant and unnecessary. You'll feel better in 14 days or your money back. 877-743-7720 or achefree.live.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not my favorite week in terms of music, but kind of fun stuff here on our Throwback Thursday segment. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan Carashillon, encouraging me to sing along and have fun with our Throwback Thursday exercise, top five songs this week. In 1966, when it was the beginning of the influence of some social stuff, it hasn't inculcated itself into this music other than the Mamas and Papas sort of went down that street after a while. This was their first, it became a number one song. Number five this week, though, on its way to number one in 1966, the Mamas and Papas and I Saw Her Again. After I heard what Papa did to daughter, I find the group disgusting and them disgusting. So, do you mind if I move on, Victoria?
I don't care. This is your segment. This is.
Hi.
This is your forte.
Okay. So I'm going to really get into this next one. Number four belonged to a rather strange producer. His name, for the record, at least for this is not his real name, but he went by Crispian St. Peters. Song is The Pied Piper, and it is exactly what you think it is. If you haven't heard it before, crank it up and listen to the lyrics. Can't you see I'm the Pied Piper? Follow me! I'll show you where it's at. Yeah. Kind of fun, don't you think?
I've never heard this, but yeah, it's cute.
Silly little song. Right. All the songs, that's one of the things, other than I Saw Her Again by the Mamas and Papas, all the other songs are silly. This one is the Pied Piper. The next one is even more silly by a group that was sillier, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Story of Little Red Riding Hood.
I like this song.
You're everything complete a big silly. Bad wolf could want.
Bummy the bum.
Listen to me. Yeah. Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Stay home.
Ow! What big eyes you have.
That's the story.
The kind of eyes.
All right, next up, number two. This was a hit machine. Tommy James and the Shondells from New Jersey. My baby, the hanky panky. Your baby do the hanky panky, Victoria?
I'm not really sure what this means, but I do know this.
Oh,
song.
Yes, you do. Yeah, no. It means exactly what you think it means.
Cheating?
Well,
well, then it's not what I think it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hanky panky. But in that era, it was different. The reference to the phrase different than what it was.
Well, I'm just confused because it's just his baby doing the hanky panky. He's not doing the hanky panky with his baby.
Yeah.
So who is he doing the hanky panky with?
I don't know. I don't know. That's our question.
It's a solo hanky panky.
Solo hanky. Well, maybe not. And on down the line. Boom, boom, boom. All right. This is the silliest of all the songs. A group called the Frogs. It's a wild thing.
This is like early Stones, too. I love this sound. It's kind of raw.
That's what it is. Wild Thing, I Think I Love You.
Think I Love You.
But I want to know for sure. 2 weeks at number one, Wild
Come
Thing.
Come on, hold me tight.
Hold me tight.
I love you.
Not much to the imagination here. All right, so there they are, the top five songs this week. In the year 1966, here on the DJV program at 28 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The 10 Democratic presidential candidates stated their cases to begin the second round of debates in Detroit. They all spoke of President Trump. Senator Kamala Harris.
I am prepared to march with you, to fight with you for the best of who we are and to successfully prosecute the case of four more years of Donald Trump.
Joe Biden pointed out the diversity of the candidates, saying, this is America, and we are great because of this diversity.
So, Mr. President, let's get something straight. We love it. We are not leaving it. We are here to stay, and we're certainly not going to leave it to you.
Senator Cory Booker presented a need for Democratic unity.
This pitting against progressives, against moderates, saying one is unrealistic and the other doesn't care enough, that to me is dividing our party and demoralizing us in face of the real enemy here.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil. Stat.
Sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Business at hand, a lot of things going on in the world. It's the DJV program, the DJV Report. Victoria Keelan here reporting for duty. Kara Schillen on duty at the controls in our studio in Washington. Things going on, amazing things. There's always more to talk about than we have time to talk about, and so we make our choices. One of the things Victoria wants to update you on is another bison attack.
It's crazy.
Two in a week.
Yep, yes. That's exactly
some people
it.
Don't
two
even
in
know.
A week.
Some people don't even know what a bison is. You know what a buffalo is?
I thought it was a buffalo. So I didn't. Buffalo. I don't know the difference between a bison and a buffalo.
There really isn't. It's just a nomenclature. So.
Oh, for real? It's the same animal?
Same thing, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Yes. All right. Yep. So then I'm not that far off. But I only know what a buffalo looks like because when I was a kid, I saw Dances with Wolves. So that's the only reason I know about that.
Isn't it amazing culturally how we learn?
But where would I see, studying but tell the me, where would I
West?
See a buffalo?
Well, if you study the history of the West.
Well, I know what they are. They're not unicorns. Yeah. I know what they are. Right. They're real. But like, where would I grew up in New Jersey and I've lived in New York State for 10 years.
That's a quote of the day. They're not unicorns.
Okay. I know they're real. I just haven't seen one.
Uh-huh. All right.
Well, apparently people are really interested in seeing bison / buffaloes up close. And this is the second time now someone has gotten too close to a bison in a national park. This time, the first time, it was a family and the whole thing was filmed. And a 9-year-old girl got tossed up in the air. She's lucky that she's alive.
Yeah.
And that bison was just sort of grazing, and in the video, there are about 50 tourists that look way too close to the bison, in my opinion, and then he just charged at the girl and tossed her up in the air. He didn't do anything beyond that. Maybe he just wanted more space. I'm not sure. But this time, it's a 17-year-old girl from Colorado. She was on a trail in the she was in North Dakota at the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. She was on a trail, and she walked between two bull bison that had been fighting, and one of the bison charged at her, struck her in the back, and gored her in the thigh, which I'm assuming means a horn went right into her thigh, and then tossed her about 6 feet up in the air. Mm-hmm. Park rangers and paramedics treated her at the scene, and then she was helicoptered out to a local Bismarck hospital. But now, again, more warnings are going up. The first one happened in Yellowstone Park, and they're now issuing warnings saying you'd have to stay at least 25 yards away from all large animals, not just the bison, but including elk, deer, and
more regulations instead of common sense. Come on. I don't have any common sense. You stay away from animals like this. What the hell's the matter with people?
The first girl was only 5 feet from the bison.
Yeah.
So maybe they think it's a petting zoo?
These
are
not domesticated animals, folks. These are animals that live in the wild. And that's, by the way, why we protect them, because they are in the wild. So why are we there, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, is a question that hasn't really been answered very well. But common sense plays, it seems to me, be the bellwether here. And it isn't. If you don't know anything about the animal, would you let your daughter or your son go play near an alligator or a crocodile?
Well, did you hear about the genius who got the guy in Florida who got drunk and he was wearing Crocs, you know, those like rubber kind of shoes. And so he wanted to take a picture in his Crocs with an actual crocodile. And of course, the crocodile like took his foot off. It's so stupid. People just don't understand.
What is it? Well, there's no common sense because people aren't being brought up on the farm anymore. The farm taught me one thing and teaches or has taught most people. The whole need, the rule of common sense in one's thinking. You don't need to be educated, book educated, to have common sense or what the others call street smarts. That's really what it amounts to. Come on. Common sense. We're so hung up on devices and things and tweeting our girlfriends or whatever the heck it is.
Well, everybody wants to film stuff for Instagram.
Oh, yeah, right.
If you're getting five feet from a bison or
get
a crocodile.
Get the prize. Get booted from here to eternity.
Doing it for the gram, but, you know, people have got to stop.
Dumb enough to do that stuff, yeah.
Yep.
Really, really dumb stuff. Dumb, 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 dumb. A 79-year-old woman has been jailed, got 10 days in the slammer, for refusing to stop feeding stray cats. The sentence has been widely criticized, you think? Judge says he's going to take a second look at the case. Case of Nancy Segula. The Garfield Heights Municipal Court Judge, Jennifer Wheeler, said she's going to have a new hearing now. This was a magistrate that handed the ruling down last week, not the judge herself. Ms. Segula acknowledges violating a city ordinance, making it illegal for people to feed dogs and cats that aren't theirs. She lost her husband a couple of years ago, and the stray cats became a source of comfort for her. At the hearing, the magistrate found that Ms. Segula was still feeding stray cats, which she admitted, sentenced her to 10 days in jail. She started feeding the cats animal warden has removed 22 cats from her house and turned them over to rescue organizations like Forever Friends, where they receive medical attention, been spayed or neutered, placed for adoption, and if they don't get adopted, what they don't tell you is they euthanize them. So,
well, I think Forever Friends doesn't. I think that's a no-kill.
Oh, is it really?
Okay. I think so, yeah.
I don't know that group. What do you know about them?
I've heard of them. But you know, it's interesting because there's kind of two sides to this. Yes, it's a nuisance to have a neighbor that's feeding stray cats. However, all these strays that are now neutered and being taken care of in a shelter and potentially they might all get adopted, she kind of really ultimately did them all a favor.
Right.
So because they
didn't
want
to be
strays. I know. It's ridiculous.
These things, these rules, regulations, these things.
Like more taxpayer dollars.
Don't feed people with the food left over in the restaurant because it could be unhealthy. Somebody's dying on the street of hunger and you're going to worry about whether the food is unhealthy. That's the thing. The people who go into the business of working in the public sector haven't got a GD lick of common sense. Not one. Speaking of that, one quick story from Southwest. You see the, speaking of everybody wants to take pictures, the stewardess in the overhead bin of the plane at the Nashville airport is.
No.
Look at this. Go to Southwest.
She was in the overhead bin?
Right. 10 minutes. She stayed in the overhead bin. She was trying to have fun with the passengers. Meanwhile, they were all getting ticked off because they had no place to put their luggage. So imagine
what
boarding a flight.
Idiot. Who would even want to get up there? Ew. Oh, my God.
What motivates people to do stuff? It's just whack.
Did she get fired? Because that's really the dumbest thing ever.
It doesn't look like.
I don't want her in charge of my safety if you know, something goes wrong.
Yeah. Here's the tweet. Oh, guys, don't fire her. Just make sure that she's in the overhead the right way so other luggage can fit in. That was one person wrote.
Well, that person's nice, but...
Yeah. It's World Breastfeeding Week, and in recognition of that, we're going to discuss some of the issues for example, working moms. What are we going to do, and how is it being dealt with? We'll have the answer to that in just a few moments here on the DJV Show.
Clean living. Most times, it's easier to achieve it for our cars than for ourselves. After all, Valero top-tier certified quality fuel is just around the corner to keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So if you're not up for raw beet juice today, at least Valero can make sure your car is fueled clean. That means you'll get where you want to go and need to go. And your car will feel great getting you there. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour on the DJV program. Sherry Criso is a registered nurse, certified nurse midwife, a lactation consultant, and a spokesperson for Byram Healthcare. The focus here on the Affordable Healthcare Act, whether or not it's, you know, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, I'm interested to know how it intertwines with the issue that people have with breastfeeding, breastfeeding rights. I know, Sherry, if I may call you Sherry, one of the things that I most remember about my children when they were younger, my stepmother was horrified that my wife would breastfeed our children in public. And in public, she didn't whip it out, but she'd be at a restaurant and, you know, had the shirts that you could do. There are shirts that are made that you can used to breastfeed. So I'm, you know, there's that kind of stuff. There's a stigma attached to it. I don't know whether it's just a media thing, a news media thing. What do you think?
It's quite interesting. And even all these years later, we still have that stigma, unfortunately. It's kind of ridiculous. We're feeding babies in the healthiest way and most normal way possible. And what's great, what you had started to say about the Affordable Care Act and the protections that are there, is that at least legally, moms do have breastfeeding rights, whether it's in the workplace and outside the workplace, too, to breastfeed in public if they want to and choose to in all states. So at least we've come a long way in their protection.
So you have you've done a survey, or a research outfit has that you sponsored, done a survey that's just been released showing that most working moms with children under two say that access to breast pumps make it possible to return to work, which is important for a lot of my daughter when she had her son. My grandson went back to work pretty quickly, but you know, there was a reason for her being comfortable about it, and this is one of them, frankly.
Yes, absolutely. 95% of the women who we surveyed actually said that having their breast pump is what gave them the ability to shape their own lives, to be able to return to work, to continue their careers. What was surprising and a problem was that, you know, one in five, fewer than one in five were even aware of the protections that they were afforded in the workplace. So even though these laws and these protections are in place, the fact that women don't know their rights is what's preventing them from actually getting their pumps at that no cost that they're entitled to, or having the access that they should at work.
So what is the, I guess I'm looking at this survey here and trying to figure out what you do to, there's an education process for other people. Maybe we should ignore other people. I mean, sometimes that's hard to do. Folks are judgmental. Humans seem to be judgmental. So how do we make this easy?
Yeah.
This is World Breastfeeding Week, as you mentioned, so how do we focus on this and make it easy for working moms who do want to breastfeed?
Yeah, you know, it's such a good point, because it's not just the moms that need to have that awareness, or they obviously need to know their rights so they can advocate for themselves, but it's employers have responsibilities too, to not only educate the breastfeeding or women who are coming back to work to pump, but all of their employees, so that everyone's aware of what the legal rights are for women who want to breastfeed, that they should have access, they should have pumping breaks, that they are entitled to a room with a closed door and a lock and shades, that they are entitled to running water and a refrigerator to store the milk. And these are all part of the law, but unfortunately, employers are not all employers are taking the time to educate all of their employees. And many of the women in the survey, which was, I think, the most distressing for me, was to see how many, most of them felt frustration or embarrassment at work because they were, you know, people were walking in on them or making rude comments or being asked to pump or breast somewhere else. And so it really does take educating everyone on this.
Well, it's much healthier from the practical side. The child that gets breast milk as he or she is being reared will be much healthier in all respects. It's a great thing for the psychology of where we are. Breastfeeding, sucking on something, very important for youngsters to do that. And, you know, the real benefit of the mother's milk is mammary glands are there because they're supposed to help the next generation be healthier. It's pretty much, that's it. And all the other silly stuff that goes with it is just that silly stuff. So if you want more information, visit breastpumps.byramhealthcare.com. That's breastpumps.byram with a Y, Byram Healthcare, all one word, .com. Thank you, Sherry, for being here on the DJV program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Time for us now to get into some movie news, movie moments. Chuck Curry is here. This is music from Bruce Willis's The Sixth Sense. Do I give credit to him or do we give it to Momon Shamiria there, whatever his name is?
M. Night Shyamalan.
Him too, yeah, right.
Now, I think Bruce Willis is really good in that movie, actually.
He is. Yeah, I didn't get it until the end. Didn't have a clue until the
end. Well, 99% of all moviegoers didn't get it. That was the fun of that movie. It was fresh. It was surprising. One of the great twist endings of all time. That music is by composer James Newton Howard. Believe it or not, The Sixth Sense, Doug, came out 20 years ago this week. 1999. And also, you could argue that Haley Joel Osment was one of the best child talents of his generation. His career has not materialized as an adult actor, although he has worked. He was so appealing as a child actor, and he was awesome in this movie. Also, Toni Collette, who played his mother, fantastic actress. And this launched the career of M. Night Shyamalan, who is the master of twist endings, for better or worse. Sometimes it worked brilliantly, like in this film, and sometimes he just tries to do a twist in some of his films and forcing the issue and doesn't work as well. But this was a really good movie. $40 million budget made $672 million worldwide, very big hit, and put him.
And that was a lot of money. 20 years ago, that was a huge accomplishment, right? Would you say?
Absolutely. Now with these studios, now the studios want to spend with one of these superhero movies, say $150, $200 million. If they could get $800 million off their $200 million, they're jumping up and down. I mean, 46, 72, or 40, that's a lot.
Four
that's
times
really
the
good.
Profit. You'd do that, too. You'd put 20 bucks
yeah,
in to
absolutely.
Get 80 bucks back, wouldn't you?
I sure would.
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
Sometimes we put 20 bucks in to get 22 bucks back.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Yesterday, Netflix dropped a trailer to The Irishman, Martin Scorsese's new mob movie with Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Joe Pesci.
Yes.
It opens. Did you get a chance to see it?
I did not, no. I think we talked about it, though, here a little bit in your absence and wondered
yeah, I think
whether...
I like what I see. I mean, Scorsese's the master of the mob movie. I mean, he directed and... One of the great
gonna, is it
movies
just more Goodfellas? Is it
so.
Just more?
Well, I think
you
it's
know,
because it's
Godfather.
Based on Al Pacino plays Jimmy Hoffa, and yeah. I guess the character that Robert De Niro plays is called the Irishman. He evidently is the person who was hired
to get
to
rid
kill
of
Jimmy Hoffa. So yeah. I don't completely know the history, but I am interested in
Jack
in
Nicholson
this movie.
Played Hoffa. About 20 years or so ago.
Yeah.
Remember that movie? I can't remember the
yeah,
name
sure
of it.
I sure do. You know who directed that movie?
No. I don't remember.
Danny DeVito.
But he was in the movie as well.
Yeah, he was in. He played what they call a shadow character in the movie, meaning he was not a real-life character, but for the narrative in the screenplay, they wrote a character that would shadow Hoffa to tell the story a little bit better, and Danny DeVito played that character. I got one other bit of movie news. Warner Brothers Joker movie, which is an origin movie of the Batman villain. This film's will not have Batman at all in it. Really good Oscar buzz. It's going to premiere at the Venice Film Festival in September. Joaquin Phoenix plays the character of Joker. It's an origin story. If you watch a trailer, it's really fascinating stuff. Directed by Todd Phillips, who did the Hangover movies. Really good buzz on this and really good buzz on Joaquin Phoenix's performance. He's a really good actor, and if you watch the trailer, it's going to want to make you see the movie. I'm looking forward to this a lot.
Well, I think that there are a lot of movies. Well, I don't know whether I'm thinking I'm looking forward to stuff. I'd like to see more movies like the Robert De Niro Old Man with a Gun. Not De Niro, Robert Redford.
Redford.
Old Man. Yeah, that was a really good movie. And there have been a number of movies. I said maybe I see more of them and so I'm more aware of them during the winter when I'm in California. I have time to go to the movies. When I'm on the farm in the summer, I don't have time to go to the movies, so I don't really keep up. And I feel like I am missing out on things, frankly.
You'll catch up. But here, you know, it's interesting because when I research some of this movie news, I would tell you more than half of what I read and look at is comic book related. So it's always refreshing to see something. Not that the Joker obviously is comic book related, but it's a little bit more serious fare. But it's good to see Martin Scorsese do one of these movies or somebody else do something non-comic book related. That's why I embraced Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, because it felt fresh and different to me.
Got it. All right, Chuck Curry here on the DJV Show, 59 After.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.